Tefachim Daf Chof Beis, but we will start five lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara starts Guf, and now we're going to discuss the Guf of the Inyan that we had mentioned before. On Daf Yutes Amud Beis, the Gemara had mentioned that Omer Rabbi Yosi Bereb Chanina, Rabbi Yosi Bereb Chanina said, Kol Kiyor She'ein Boi Kedei Lekadesh Arbo HaKayanim Imenu, any Kiyor that cannot hold enough water, that four Koyanim could wash their hands and feet at the same time from that kiyor, a mekachim boy. You can't use it to be mekadesh your hands and your feet. That kiyor is not kosher. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, that when Hashem said that they should make the kiyor, he says that from that kiyor, Moshe and Aaron and his children should wash their hands. So that is for Moshe and Aaron and his two children, as Lot of Yisomer, that is for. But the Gemara says, Meisve, I will ask you a kashe, we'll learn number I say, Kol hakelim mekachim. You could use any kele, like if you put the water in and the water becomes holy. You could use that water for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, bein sheyesh behen reviz, bein sheyin behen reviz, whether the kele holds enough water which will be ereviz. Ereviz halug, or if it cannot even hold ereviz. Bovat sheyu klei shoreis, as long as it's a klei shoreis, which means a vessel made special for the Beis HaMikdash, for the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason he's telling this us is because concerning Nitilas Yedayim, the Kehla must have a shear. But concerning Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, the Kehla doesn't have to have a shear. So we see from here that even if it's able to hold less than a revius of water, still you could use it in the Kaddish Yedayim V'Raglayim, while the Rabbi Yosef Bereb Chanina said that it must hold at least enough water for four Koyanim. And Gemara answers, Omer Rav Ada Bar Aves, Rav Ada Bar Aves said, Dekodeyach Mitoichoi. And Rashi learns the pshat is, that means that you make a hole inside the kiyor, and you stick a kele which is partially in the kiyor and partially out, and that kele that you're going to use, which is stuck into the kiyor, that is the one that doesn't have a reviz. But it is stuck in the kiyor, and the kiyor must have enough water for four koyanim. So there is no contradiction between the two, because it must be connected to a kiyor which must hold at least water for four koyanim. But the kele itself, from where you're going to wash your hands and feet, which is connected to the kiyor, which draws the water from the kiyor, that kele doesn't have to be big, and that kele doesn't even have to hold the reviz. That's the way Rashi learns the pshat here. But Tosfos and also the Shita Mikabeta learn the pshat different. That it means that you take a small kele, and you put it into the kiyor, and you draw the water with that small kele. So when we said that the kele that you used to wash doesn't have to hold even the reviz, that is speaking by that small kele that you're going to put into the water of the kiyor. But the kiyor itself must hold enough water for four koyanim. So there is no contradiction, because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was talking about the kiyor itself, and in this braisa we're talking about the kele that you draw the water from the kiyor with. But then the Gemara asks, V'hom imenu omar rachmane, doesn't the Torah say imenu from it? And here we have a machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos, what the Gemara's kashi is. Rashi, since Rashi learned that, what does kedeach mitoiche mean? That you have a kele stuck into the kiyor, and it draws the water directly from the kiyor, so this kashe, mimenu, omar rachmane, cannot be on the teretz we just gave. Because the teretz we just gave, that kodeach metoichoi, you are taking it directly from the kiyor. It is just going through another kele. So when the Gemara asks, and how can you do it? When it says mimenu, you must do it from the kiyor, it is no kashe. Because it is from the kiyor. Therefore, Rashi learns the pshat, that this is a kashe on the general din. How could the braisa say that you could use any clay shoras to be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim, when the Torah, when it speaks about the kiyor, says mimenu from it, which is mashmeh, that you have to use the kiyor itself, and you cannot use any other kele. And the Gemara answers, yirchasu, the Pasuk also says they should wash, and this word yirchasu is extra. The Pasuk says, v'karvosum el hamizbeach yirchasu. Now, before that it says, v'rochasu mimenu, they should wash from it. And then it says, v'voyim el el moyed, u'bikivosum el hamizbeach. So why does it have to say again yirchasu? After all, this comes in continuation to the verochatzu that it says before. So this yirchatzu is extra, so it comes where Rabbi is klei shoras to add that they could wash from any kele, as long as it's a klei shoras, a kele of the Beis HaMikdash, they could use it to wash. According to Tosfos, the kasha in the Gemara of Amenu Amar Rachmana is different. That is a kasha on the teretz we gave before. Since Rav Ada Bar Ava answered that the case is when you take another kele and you draw with that kele water out of the kiyor, so the Gemara's kasha is, how can that be okay when the Pasuk says Memenu that you have to wash directly from the kiyor, but not drawing it with another kele? And that's what the Gemara answered, Yirchatsu, the extra word Yirchatsu comes to teach us to be marbe other klesharet, that any klesharet is good, and therefore even though you didn't take it directly from the kiyor, but you drew first the water with another kele, with another klesharet, it is okay. And Bechlal Taisa says, if the Gemara's kasha would be Bechlal Anah, the Braisa, how can you use another klesharet, like Rashi learned? when the Pasuk says Memenu, it must be from the Kiyar, so the Kasha wouldn't be on this Braise, there would be a Kasha on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Yume, concerning the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that he used to be Mekadesh his hands and feet, Bikita and Shalzov, from a jug of gold, which was not the Kiyar. So the Gemara should have asked, how can you do that? When the Pasuk says Memenu, you must do it from the Kiyar. Therefore, Tosfos says, this is not a kasha. This is no kasha that Bechlau, you could use another kela. The kasha is, how can you say that the kela, which holds the water, which in this case is the kiyar, you don't wash directly from it, but you draw it with another kela. That's the Gemara's kasha. Doesn't the Pasuk say, Memenu, you must wash directly from the kela, which holds the water? And that's what the Gemara answers, Yichatsu, that comes to add a kleisharas, that even if it's through another kleisharas, it is still good. But then the Gemara asks, Yehocha, if so, if the word Yirchatu comes to tell us that any klisharet is good, klei choil name, even a secular vessel should also be good. Where does it say in the Torah that it has to be a klisharet? It just says Yirchatu, which is an extra word, that any way you wash it's okay. Now, if that's the pshat, then any kela would be okay, even if it's not a klisharet, even if it's a klei choil. Omar Abayis said, klei choil le motis amnes. To use a secular kela, that you cannot say. Mikal v'chomer from a kal v'chomer, mikanoi from the base of the kiyoi. Because as we see in Chumash, Hashem commanded Moshe to make a kiyor v'kanoi, to make the kiyor, and to make a base for it. So we say like this, ma kanoi, ma dog, the base, shenim shachimah, that was anointed together with the kiyor. When they anointed the kelim in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they anointed the kiyor, and they anointed the kanoi separately. So the kanoi has a special kiddushah. Nevertheless, ein mekadesh, you cannot use the kanoi to be mekadesh your hands and feet from the kanoi, klei choil, a secular vessel, she'ena nim shechima, which was not anointed with it, which has no kedusha, ena din, certainly, she'ena mekadesh, you cannot use that to be mekadesh your hands and feet. But then the Gemara asks, the kanei minolon, how do we know that the base of the kiyor cannot be used to be mekadesh your hands and feet from it? The Gemara says, tanya, because it's written in Braise. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, yochel, I would think, yehei kanei mekadesh, kederach shakiyor mekadesh, and I would think that the kanei, the base, could be mekadesh, you could use it to wash your hands and feet, like it you use the kiyor to wash your hands and feet. Talmud Leibniz, the Pasuk says, Vasiso, kiyor nechoishes, the kanei nechoishes. Pasuk says you should make a kiyor out of copper and its base out of copper. So since the Pasuk says that you should make them both out of copper, so what the Pasuk is telling us, the nechoishes, ikshesi. Concerning being made of copper, I compared the base to the kiyor. The loyal of Aracha, but not to anything else. Since the Pasuk repeats the word Nechoshes by the base, it could have said, Vasisa Kiyor Vekanoi Nechoshes. You should make the Kiyor and its base of copper. Since it says you should make the Kiyor of copper and its base of copper, the Pasuk is trying to tell us that just concerning the fact that it has to be made of copper, the Torah compares the Kanoi, the base, to the Kiyor. But concerning everything else, not. If the Torah would mean to compare the base to the kiyor concerning other dinim also, for instance, concerning this din, that you could use the kanoi to be mekadesh, so then the Torah should have put them together and said, v'sisa kiyor v'kanoi nechoshes. So then we would know that since the Torah puts them together, so they're compared, so all the dinim that apply to the kiyor automatically apply to the kanoi. Since the Pasuk makes it separately and says b'feirish, that make the kiyor nechoshes and kanoi nechoshes, the Pasuk is trying to stress that even though I'm putting it together, I'm only putting it together concerning the fact that it has to be made of copper. But concerning all other dinim, they are not the same. And therefore, kanoi cannot be used to be mekadesh. And therefore we're able to make a kal v'chomer that if the base, which is holy, cannot be used to be mekadesh, certainly a klei choil not. But other klei shores, they could be used to be mekadesh adayim v'raglayim. Oh, Madlei Mazutra, Breder of Mary, Ravina, but Razutra, the son of Mary, said to Ravina, how can you compare the Kanoi to other Kelim? Malakanoi, you know what I could say? You know why the base cannot be used to be Mekadesh, She'ein also L'toichai? Because it's not made for its inside. The Kanoi was not made to be used as a vessel to receive things inside. All it is a base to the Kiyot. And that's why you cannot use it to be Mekadesh. But say concerning secular kelim, also the toichoi that is made for inside, maybe that you could use. In other words, the whole raya that we can't use kleichoil is because if we can't use the kanoi, certainly we can't use kleichoil, but we have a reason why you can't use kanoi, because it's not made for a kelim bichlal, it's not made to use the inside of it. But other kelim that are made for a kelim, even if they're kleichoil, maybe you could use them. Ela, the Gemara answers a different reason how we know that you cannot use klei choil, because mimenu, the meute klei choil, since the Pasuk says that you should wash your hands mimenu from it. What does that mean? To exclude secular kelim. But the Gemara asks, if so, klei sharet name, maybe it comes to exclude klei sharet also, as we said before, that it says mimena, which would seem to be saying you must use the kiyoyif and not any other kele. And if it means not any other kele, it means also not any klei sharet. So why do we say that we use the word mimenu to exclude klei choyel, but we don't exclude klei sharet? So the Gemara answers, Horabi Rachmana Yirchatsu. Didn't say include it to Yirchatsu? As we said before, the Pasuk says Yirchatsu, which is an extra word that comes to include klei sharet. So now we know that mimenu comes to exclude, so that excludes klei choyel. The word Yirchatsu comes to include, that comes to include klei sharet. But the Gemara asks, Umarois, what made you say so? Since we have two psukim, one comes to exclude other kalim, one comes to include other kalim. But the pasuk doesn't hint which kalim are excluded and which kalim are included. All we know is that the word memenu comes to exclude other kalim. It has to be from it, not other kalim. The word yirchatsu, which means to say you could wash from any kalim, comes to include. So why say that it comes to include klei sharet and exclude klei choyel? Maybe it just happens. And the Gemara answers, "Zeh ton mishicha kamayu, v'zeh ein ton mishicha kamayu." This, the klei sharet need mishicha, have to be anointed, like the kiyar itself. While klei choyel are not anointed. So therefore, if we have a choice to include some kalim and to exclude some kalim, it makes sense to include the klei sharet because they are similar to the kiyar, and to exclude klei choyel, which are not similar to the kiyar. Then the Gemara continues, Omer Rish Lakish said, Kol hamashlim l'mei mikvo, mashlim l'mei kiyoyer. Any type of water that is able to make up the prescribed quantity of water that you have to a mikveh will also be able to make up the prescribed quantity of water we need for the water of the kiyoyer. Because by a mikveh there is a special shear. The amount of water you must have in a mikveh is 40 so. The kiyoyer also has a shear, as we said before. It must hold enough water to wash the hands and feet of four koyanim. And we learn in the Mishnah Mikvayos that yesh mailim veloy poislim, that there are certain things that if they are added to the water, they will make up the prescribed amount. For instance, if you have less than 40 so, and then you will add a certain type of liquid, so that will add and the mikveh will become kosher. And not only it doesn't make the mikveh posel, but it also makes it kosher, because there are certain types of liquids that if you add it before the mikveh has 40 so, it will passel the mikveh. Because now, the mikveh has 40 so, but not all 40 so is kosher of water. So remember, the mikveh becomes possible. There are types of liquids that loy mailin veloy poislin, that if you mix it into the water when the mikveh did not have 40 so yet, it doesn't take away from the shear of the mikveh. Let's say the mikveh had 39 so. We still consider the mikveh with 39 so kosher water, and all you do now, you add another so of kosher water, and the mikveh will be kosher. Even though you already had added another type of liquid, and it already has 40 so of liquid, but that extra so that you put in is not counted. Then there are certain things that are mailin veloy poislin. Not only don't they make it possible, but they also are mailin de mikveh. They are added to the amount of water, and they are considered kosher water, that now we have 40 so of mikveh. So for the same here is that the same type of water, that if you add it to the mikveh, it makes up the amount that the mikveh needs. So if you add that type of water to the kiyoyer, it also would add up to the amount of water that the kiyoyer needs, which is the amount to wash the hands and feet of four koyanim. But l'reviz ain't a mashlim. But this water is not mashlim, doesn't make up the quantity of water that you need for a reviz. And Rashi says this means concerning netilat yadayim. In order to wash your hands, for netilat yadayim, you must have a reviz of water. So even though the gabba mikveh, those types of water, would help and it would make up the shear, but for a reviz of netilat yadayim, it doesn't make up. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos brings another shot that it could mean the reviz also the gabba mikveh, because the din used to be that even though a mikveh needs 40 so, but that only was for a person to toivel himself. But if you want to toivel little kalim like needles, a reviz would be enough. So it's saying here that even though that type of water helps to make up the shear of 40 so, but if you only want to make up a shear of a reviz to toivel small things, this thing will not help. But then Tosfos says it's mashman, not like that pshat, because since Rish Lakish said this din, in the time of Rish Lakish already, they were mevatel, they nullified this din that you could toivel in a reviz of water of a mikveh. So therefore, Mistamet is like Rashi said, that what he says, that it doesn't help to make up the shear of a reviz, it is concerning until it should die. And the Gemara asks, Lemi'utamai, what do we come to exclude? What do we mean that there's a certain type of water that would not make up the shear of a reviz for netilat yadayim? If you're going to say it comes to exclude, very thin mud, liquidy mud, which is one of those things that it says in the Mishnah of Mikvah. That is Mailanus HaMikveh, if you have, let's say, 39 saw of water, and then another saw of very, very thin mud, liquidy mud, is added to the mikveh. It is maila de mikveh. It adds to the shear, and now we consider the mikveh kosher mikveh with 40 saw. So this maybe is what we mean here, that this liquidy mud will only help for the shear of the mikveh, will only help for the shear of the kiyoyah, but will not help for the shear of a disease. But then, we don't understand that. What kind is it? If it's so thin that a cow would bend down and drink this water, it should also help for a revis, because the deen concerning the revis of the Tilus Yudayim is that if the cow would not drink the water, then that water is possible for the Tilus Yudayim. But if it's water that a cow would drink it, it's kosher for the Tilus Yudayim. So if we're talking about titan noduk, that a cow would drink, then why is it possible for the Tilus Yudayim for the revis? And if it's thicker than that, and a cow would not drink it, then for a mikveh it's also not mashlin, because the din by a mikveh is the same, that if it is thick and a cow wouldn't drink it, then it doesn't help to be mila to make up the amount of the water that the mikveh needs. So what is the kind of thing that we're talking about here, that for a mikveh it would help, and for the revis of until it's time it wouldn't help? Elo, therefore we must say lemayute yachushin adumim. It comes to exclude red insects that grow from the water itself. As Rashi explains, it are insects without wings, that they come from the water itself. As Rashi says, in his time, they used to grow in the bottom of the vessels of wine. And since they are very thin and they are created from water, so that's what this lakish means, that for a mikveh it would be mashlim, if it's added to the water of the mikveh, it would make up the shear the mikveh needs, but for the revis of the Tilus Yudayim, it wouldn't make up the shear. But we couldn't say that, because afila beinayu nameh, because then these insects, even if you have the whole mikveh made of these insects, you could use it for a mikveh. The Shlaki said that he's talking about a kind of thing that would make up the shear of the mikveh and will not make up the shear of a revius and a tzilokidayim. So obviously he's talking about something that if the whole mikveh is made of it, it is not kosher. Only if it's added to the water, it'll make up the shear. But if it means these yafchushim adumim, even if the whole mikveh is made of it, it is also kosher. Tanya, because we learned, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kol shetchil az briyos min ha'mayim, anything that started its creation, it grows out directly from water, matbilim bo, you could toivel yourself in it. In other words, if the whole mikveh is made of it, you could toivel yourself in it. The Omer of Yitzchak Bar Avdim, and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdim even said, matbilim be'enei sholdat, you could even toivel yourself in the eye of a fish. If there was a very big fish, and the eye was melted, so you could toivel yourself in the eye. So we see that anything that is from the water, you could toivel yourself in it. So these yachushim adumim, you could toivel yourself in the mikveh made up completely of the yachushim adumim. So obviously this is not what Lishlokish was talking about, because he was talking about something that only could be used to make up the shear of the mikveh, but not to make up the whole mikveh. And that's where he said that for the mikveh it's good, for the kiyor it's good, and for the revis of the tzilut shadayim it's not good. So it couldn't mean these yachushim adumim. So what did he mean? The Rapapa said, Lemayute, this comes to exclude the din of notan saw, the notal saw. If you put in a saw of water, of liquid, the notal saw, and you take out a saw. It's not, as we learn in the Mishnah, mikvah sheyesh boi mem saw mechovonos, the mikvah which has exactly 40 saw, notan saw, if you put in a saw of other liquid, the notal saw, and then you take out a saw of the mikvah, hareza kosher a discussion. The Mishnah says there in mikvahs, that there are certain things that pa'amim mailin, pa'amim ein mailin, that sometimes they make up the shear of the mikveh and sometimes they don't make up. For instance, juices or other liquids which is not water. So the din is that if you have a mikveh of 39 saw of kosher water and you would add one saw of juice, the mikveh is not kosher yet. This water, liquid, this juice would not make up the shear of a mikveh. On the other hand, if you had a shear of a mikveh exactly 40 saw, which is a kosher mikveh, then you added one saw of juice, so now you have 41 saw of liquid, and you know for sure that one of the sawim of this mikveh is juice. Then you take out a saw of liquid from this mikveh, and you're left with exactly 40 saw. So now we know for sure that part of this 40 saw is juice. Nevertheless, the mikveh is kosher. If you put it in before the mikveh had its complete 40 saw, before it was a kosher mikveh, so you want this saw of juice to kasher the mikveh, to make it into a mikveh that you can. But after the mikveh is made into a mikveh kshera already, Then you add the salt juice. And then you take out the stuff in the mikveh to eat, as though now you are sure that there is some of the liquid of this juice in the mikveh. There is not 40 so pure kosher water for the mikveh. Nevertheless, it is kosher. And this is what Ish Lakish meant, that concerning a mikveh and concerning the kiyah, this helps. But concerning the revi'is of Netilas Yadayim, it doesn't help. For instance, if you have a revi'is of water, kosher water from Netilas Yadayim, then you add in it a little bit of juice, and now you take out a little bit from that water. So in this case, since you know that the revi'is that's there now is not a revi'is of pure kosher water, but some of it is juice, and it has exactly a revi'is, so you cannot use this water for Netilas Yadayim. And the reason for the difference is because when you put it into a complete mikveh, so then it becomes bottle. That saw of juice that's put in becomes bottle to the mikveh. Now when you take out another saw, it's still a kosher mikveh because the liquid you put in before became bottle. But if it's only a reviz, so the juice that you put in doesn't become bottle because a reviz is a small amount of water. And therefore, if you take out now a little bit, the same amount as you put in of the juice, this water would be bottle. And this is what he meant. Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila, Omer Rabbi Asa, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila said in the name of Rabbi Asa, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Adrubay, that by a mikveh this could be done till the rov, the majority of the mikveh, up to a little bit over 20 saw. But if you did it with more than 20 saw, for instance, you had exactly 40 saw, and then you put in 21 saw of juice, and then you took out 21 saw from that mikveh, in a case like this, the mikveh would be possible. Omer Rabbi Papa, and Rabbi Papa said, Kot Abay Reviz. If you have a mikveh, and you carve out a little hole on the side of the mikveh, which could hold a reviz of water, and the water of the mikveh were nimshach, traveled on the ground and went into that hole, so even if that hole is not connected to the water of the mikveh, but as long as it has a reviz, mat dealing boy, machtim vitzinayrit. You can travel in it, needles and little hooks. Hoyel umichshayrit a mikveh asya. Since it comes from a kosher mikveh, so even though now it is not a mikveh arboin so, but still, this water remains kosher to travel in the things that could fit in to that small amount of water. Then the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yirmi Yamar Rishlokish, Rabbi Yirmi Yisend, the name of Rishlokish, May Mikvok Shadin Lamei Kiyoyed. Water of a mikveh is kosher to be used for water of the kiyoyed, and even though water of a mikveh is not Mayim Chayim, not live water are considered water that comes from a well. But water of a mikveh is not water of a well, it's Mayim Chonosim, it's gathered water, but it is not Mayim Shuvin, it is not water drawn with a keila. It is, let's say, make shomim, water that came from a rain, but it is in a hole, and it is standing in one place, it's not Mayim Chayim. So what he's saying is that the water of the mikveh, even though it's not Mayim Chayim, could be used for the kiyur. But the Gemara says, L'meim Elad Afei Deloi Mayim Chayim Ninhu, that it is not Mayim Chayim, and nevertheless, it is kosher for the kiyur. For Tanya, didn't we learn, the Posik says, B'mayim, this is a pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra where it says, "Akerev ha'krayim yirchad b'mayim," that the inside and the feet you should wash with water. So we darsh in the brayis in Teiras Koyanim. That's when it says b'mayim with water, it means v'loy b'yayin, not in wine. It says b'mayim in water, v'loy b'mazuk, and not in a liquid which is a mixture of wine and water. B'mayim, it says in water, l'ra b'shar mayim, comes to include all water, even if it is mechunasim. If it's water that is gathered in one place and it's not mayim chayim, nevertheless, you could use it to wash the kerev and the kra'ayim, the inside of the feet of the korban. The kal v'chaymet, the mei kiyur. And certainly, that you could use for this washing the water of the kiyur. Now the question is, my kal v'chaymet, the mei kiyur, why is it a kal v'chaymet for the water of kiyur? Why is the water of the kiyur more definite that could be used to wash this? Why is this different than any other water? It should be like any other water that could be used, but without a kal v'chaymer. Since we say kal v'chaymer, certainly you could use the water of the kiyoy. Obviously, the water of the kiyoy was special water, and therefore, it definitely could be used. Why was it special? In other words, the Gemara feels and it says that kal v'chaymer lemei kiyoy, it doesn't mean actually to use the water of the kiyoy itself. It means that certainly you could use water that is fit to put into the kiyoy. Now, what is so special about the water that was fit to be put into the kiyoy? Which kind of water did you have to put into the kiyoy? Love, don't you think, the Mayim Chayim Ninhu, that the water of the Kiyur had to be Mayim Chayim, live water meaning water from a well. And that's what he meant, that to wash the Kerev and the Kra'ayim, you could use other kinds of water, and certainly you could use water that was fit for the Kiyur. Certainly you could use Mayim Chayim, which is a higher quality of water. But if so, that proves that the Kiyur might have Mayim Chayim, which is a kasher, and what Ish Lakish said, that Mei Mikvah is kasher for the water of the Kiyur. And the Gemara says, Loi, no. He doesn't mean the water that's fit for the kiyur, but he means the water of the kiyur itself. And the reason it's a kal v'chomer the kaddish, because it's holy. And that's what he means. Not only can you use secular, ordinary water, but kal v'chomer certainly you could use the water of the kiyur itself. The water that was actually put into the kiyur and became holy, you could use that water to wash the kerev and the kriya. But the Gemara asks, Ugadisha Mal Yisuhu, is it true that being holy is a maila, is an advantage, is a benefit? That you say kal v'chomer, certainly you could use it, it should be a disadvantage. And you shouldn't be able to use the water from the kiyur itself. But on the Beit HaBishmoel, didn't they learn the Yeshiva HaBishmoel? When the Pesuk says mayim, that you should use water, it means she'ein lohem shem levai, water that has no name attached to it. It's just called water and has no other name. Yotzu, this comes to exclude mei kiyoy, to use the water of the kiyoy, sheyeshla and shem levai, which does have another name attached to it. And that is, it's called mei kiyoy. It's not called mayim stam, water. It's called mei kiyoy. And when it says the word mayim, it means water without any name attached to it. So we see from there that water from the kiyoy itself actually cannot be used. And Rashi says we don't know concerning which word mayim the Beit HaBishmoel said this. But nevertheless, we do see that the Beit HaBishmoel said that whenever it says mayim, you cannot use the mekiyah. So therefore, in this pasuk where it says "Vakerev akra'ayim yuchas b'mayim," it cannot mean the water of the kiyah. How can you say it when he says "Kal v'chomer mekiyah"? It means the water of the kiyah itself. Taisa says that it says in Torah's Koyanim this statement taka concerning this same pasuk. In the Torah's Koyanim it says "Vakerev akra'ayim yuchas b'mayim," and it continues with what we said before, that the word b'mayim comes to teach us not with wine and not with mixture of water and wine, but it comes to add other water. And then it says, I would think if you could also add mei tusim, water of tusim of berries. So he says that the pasuk says amayim she'ein lem shem levai, should not have any extra name to it, and mei tusim has an extra name, and therefore we also exclude mei kiyur. So it is said actually concerning the same pasuk that we are talking about here. But on the side in the Gilyan it says that in our Torah's Kohanim we don't have this girsa. And obviously in the Torah's Kohanim of Rashi there was also no such girsa. But in the Torah's Kohanim of Tosfos they had this girsa. But anyway, we see from here that the water of the kiyur itself is not kosher to be used to wash the kerev and the kriyim. How can you say when he says kal v'chomer lemei kiyur, he means actually to the water of the kiyur? Therefore, we must say that when he says kal v'chomer lemei kiyur, elo lav, therefore we must say deruyin lemei kiyur. He means water which is fit to be put into the kiyur. Now, what is so special about the water that's put into the kiyur? So we see mayim chayim ninhu, that the water of the kiyur was live water, water from a well, because if it wasn't, then there is nothing special about the water that could be put into the kiyur. So this is Akasha and Bishlokish, who said that water of a mikveh which is not maim chayim is kosher to be used for the kiyur. And the Gemara answers, Tanoyihi. This is a machloikah between Tanoyim. So Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, mei kiyur, the water of the kiyur, Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer Rabbi Shmuel says, mei mayon hein, there has to be water of a well. The Chachamim, Oimerim, the Chachamim say, shar mei moisein, there are other waters. So we actually see that a machlokes between Tanoim. So therefore there is no kasha on Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said his opinion that is like the Chachamim. And in that braise, where it says kal v'chomer lemei kiyur, which seems to indicate that the kiyur must have special water, which is Maim Chaim, that is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Gemara continues, it said in the Mishnah that one of those, that if he does davoy, the davoy is possible, was an ordle, an uncircumcised kohen. The Gemara asks Minolon, how do we know that an ordle passes davoide? Omer Rav Chisda said, Dover zeme Torah Moshe Rabbeinu loy lamadnu. This thing, this din, we did not learn from the words of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which means in the Torah itself it doesn't say. But medivre Yecheskel ben Buzi lamadnu, we learn it out from the words of Yecheskel ben Buzi, because it says in Tanakh in Yecheskel, Kol ben Nechor, all strangers, ordle late, if he has a stuffed up heart, an heart with the foreskin on it, or his meat, his flesh is an odol, has a foreskin, lo yavai el mikdash, should not come into my mikdash. But then the Gemara asks them, Nolan the machla avoide, but how do we know that they're also mechalal avoide? That if they do the avoide, it's possible. Because sometimes there are things that you're not allowed to do, but if you do it, avoide is still kosher. But in the Mishnah it said that if the odol does the avoide is possible. Now, how do we know it's possible? I mean, what answers the Ksi, because it says there in Yecheskel, Vaviachem b'nei nechor, orle leiv, v'orle basar, that you're bringing in the strangers, the orle leiv and the orle basar, li is the migdoshi l'chalal is basi, to be my migdosh, to desecrate my house. So we see that an orle desecrates if he comes in. So from here we know that he's also l'chalal d'avoyda. And the Gemara says, Tone, Rabbanu learned, The Pasuk in Yecheskel said, Ben Nechor, Kol Ben Nechor should not come into the Mikdash. Yochal, I would think, Ben Nechor Mamesh, it means a goy. Talmud Leimer, but the Pasuk says, Ordolate. And it doesn't mean a goy. It means that he is possible because he has an ordolate, because his heart is stuffed up. He has foreskin on his heart. Which means that we're talking by a kohen who otherwise would be kosher to do the avodah, but because he is an ordolate, his heart is stuffed up, that's why he can't do the avodah. But in Cain, if so, that we're talking about a kohen, ma Talmud Leimer, Ben Nechor. So what do we mean that he's a Ben Nechor? Means, shenisnakru maisav lohavim shebashamayim, that his action became strange to his father in heaven. Which means, and this is a kohen, but he is like a nochri. He is like a goy, like a strange person, because of his action, that he doesn't keep the mitzvah. And even though he is a kohen, he's not allowed to do the avodah. The only ella orolate. So from here we know only an orolate, which means that if he is a roshe, he does avodah, so he is not allowed to do the avodah. Orol boser minayin. How do we know if he's just an uncircumcised kohen? He's also not allowed to do the avodah. Could be that he's a tzaddik. Because the reason he wasn't circumcised could be because Meisa Echov Machmas Mila, because his brothers died through the Mila, so he doesn't have to get circumcised. So he could be a tzaddik, and he's not doing anything wrong by being a nodal. So how do we know that he also is not allowed to do avodah? Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, the ordal bosa, that even if he is just an ordal bosa, his flesh is uncircumcised, which means the gashmi is in the physical sense, he's also not allowed to do avodah. And the Gemara says, tzriche, we have to have both psukim. The Pasuk has to tell us that an ordal lave, a Roshe is not allowed to do avodah, and also that an ordal basar, that if he is just not circumcised physically, is also not allowed to do avodah. The ikos of Rachman ordal basar, if the Pasuk would just say that an ordal basar is not allowed to do avodah, I would think the reason is mishum demoy, because it's disgusting. It's disgusting for Hashem that a person who has an ordal, who is uncircumcised, should do the avodah. Avol ordalay, but this is just his heart is uncircumcised, which means that he just does avodahs, the loy mois, it's not disgusting, a meloy, I would think it is not osir, and he's allowed to do the avodah. So therefore the Pasuk has to say that an ordalay is not allowed to do the avodah. The Iyashmin an ordal lev, but if the Pasuk would just say an ordal lev is not allowed to do avodah, I would think mishum de ein liber l'shamayim, because his heart is not to Hashem. Because since he is a bal avodah, he does avodah, so when he does the avodah, he is not doing it for the sake of Hashem, and that's why it's possible. Aval ordal bosor, but an uncircumcised kohen. The liber l'shamayim, his heart is to Hashem, and he will have the proper intentions. A meloy, I would think he is not forbidden to do the avodah. Richa, that's why we have to have that too. That's why the Pasuk has to say both, that an ordal lev and an ordal basar are not allowed to do the avodah. And not only are they not allowed to do the avodah, but if they do the avodah, they are mechalal the avodah is possible. Concerning what we learned in the beginning, that the Gemara asked the Kasha, when we said that the kier must hold enough water to wash the hands and the feet of four koyanim. And the Gemara asked the Kasha when we learned in the Braitha, that the kelim that you use to wash your hands and feet doesn't even have to hold the reviz. And the Gemara answered, it means a kele that was connected to the kier. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, according to the Hava Mina, that we didn't know that we're speaking about another kele that was connected to the kier. Or the other pshat, that it's a kele that you draw from the kier. But the Gemara thought that this was the original kele from where you're going to wash your hands and feet. And nevertheless, the Gemara thought that it, even if it doesn't hold the reviz, it's kosher enough. So it comes out that this is less than the kele that must be for Netilas Yadayim. Because by Netilas Yadayim, you know, you must have a kele that holds a reviz. And what we're saying here isn't the Havamin is that for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, it doesn't even have to hold a reviz. So the Chura, what does the Havamin is the Gemara, and the kele for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is even in a less, in a lower level than the kele for Netilas Yadayim. How is that possible? And Tosfos answers that the Gemara meant in the Havamin was that not that the kele cannot hold a reviz. The kele could hold a reviz. And originally it had a reviz. But one kohen used already some of the water, and now there is not enough water there for a reviz. That's what we meant, that even if it doesn't have a reviz now, nevertheless, a kohen is allowed to use it for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. And that deen is also good by Netilas Yadayim. Because the deen by Netilas Yadayim is that you must have a kele that has a reviz in it. But after one person uses it already for Netilas Yadayim, and now you have less than a reviz in it, another person could use it. So the mele, according to this shot, it is not in a lower level than Netilas Yadayim. And this is what the Havamin of the Gemara was. Also, concerning what the Gemara thought l'chatchila, that how do we know that you're not allowed to use a klei choil, a secular kele for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, was because we learned it out from the Kal V'chomer from Kanle, from the base of the kiyoy, that madach, you're not allowed to use the base for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Certainly you can't use any other kele. The Tosfos says, and that is mashma, that the base of the kiyoy had an inside, and it was made like a broken box, which means it is a box which has an inside, but it's broken on the top. because otherwise, Bechlau, you couldn't use it to wash your hands and feet from it, because it doesn't have an inside. So obviously, it must have an inside, and nevertheless, you can't use it. This is a Kal V'Chomer, you can't use a Kli Chol. But the Rashi in Chumash says that this was like a big pot that was turned upside down, and the bottom was taken out, so it had no inside. But according to that, then what is the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer? That if you can't use the Kani, certainly you can't use any other Kli Chol, when the Kani couldn't be used physically because it had no inside. That's why Tosfos learned that it did have an inside, it had four walls, just on one side it was broken, so you could have used it, and therefore we're able to make a Kal V'Chomer. Concerning what the Gemara said later on, that water which you could use to make up the shear of a mikveh could also be used to make up the shear of the water of the kiyah, but cannot be used to make up the shear of water of a revi'is for Netivot Shadayim. And the Gemara said, "V'chatchila, what do we mean? First, what it was, we mean tit hanoduk, the thin mud, the liquidy mud, that could be used for a mikveh. It's mila the mikveh. It's one of those things that if you put it into a mikveh which has less than 40 saw, and with this liquidy mud, it becomes 40 saw, the mikveh is kosher. So that's what we thought, that for a mikveh it's kosher, for the water of the kiyah it's kosher, and for a revi'is and a tibbutz daim it's not kosher. And the Gemara proved that it's not so, and we had a different edit. But concerning the etzem din, that tita nodik is kosher for a mikveh, we find a machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos. And this is based on what the Gemara says in Sukkah that you test. The Gemara says there concerning a Sukkah, avir mitzaref ve'ein yishenim tachtov, that in the schach, if you have an empty space, air, so that is mitzaref, it is combined to the schach, but nevertheless, under the space itself, you can't sleep. In other words, the Sukkah is kosher, and you could use the other parts of the Sukkah, even though part of the schach will be considered the air, but under the air itself, you cannot sleep, which means you can't use it as a sukkah. And the Gemara asked the Shaila, is there such a thing? That this itself is not fit. You can't use this itself as part of the din. And nevertheless, it is mitzarev, it's combined to the rest, that makes the other things kosher. And the Gemara answers, yes. That we see by a mikveh, that tita noduk is mitzarev, it is maila the mikveh, it makes the mikveh kosher, and nevertheless, if you toivel yourself in the tita noduk, it is not kosher. So Rashi learns the pshat in that Gemara that the raya from Tita Hanodik is that even though if there was a mikveh and you just finished off the shear with Tita Hanodik, the mikveh is kosher. But nevertheless, if you make a whole mikveh with Tita Hanodik, then the mikveh is possible. So we see from there that even though on one hand it is kosher, nevertheless, if you make the whole thing of it, it's possible. And the same thing is concerning avir. That even though if you make a whole sukkah, that the schach is avir, is air, and certainly it's possible. But nevertheless, if it's mixed together with other schach, so then a discussion. So we see from there that Rashi learns that tita noduk, a whole mikveh of it, is possible. But when you make a mikveh, a kosher mikveh, and you just add to the shear tita noduk, then you could be toivel in the whole mikveh, in any part of the mikveh that you want. But Tosfos asks, according to this pshat, what kind of raya does the Gemara there bring from tita noduk? The Gemara is trying to find a case where the thing itself cannot be used. Nevertheless, it is mitzaref to the other parts, which means that even at the time when it helps the other parts, that thing itself can't be used. That's the case of the avir. That when there is an avir in the schach, the air, and the air helps that the other parts of the sukkah should be kosher, and still, under the air itself, you cannot sleep, which means you can't use it as a sukkah. And that's what the Gemara is looking for, an example. Now, according to Rashi, what kind of example did we find from Tita Noduk? All we found by Tita Noduk was that the whole mikveh from Tita Noduk cannot be made, but if it is just mashlim the mikveh, it just makes up the shear, then it is good. But where do we see here an example that even though it helps other things to be mashlim, it itself is not kosher? So therefore, Tosfos learns a different pshat there. That what it means is that even when Tita Noduk is mashlim the mikveh, there was a mikveh of 39 saw, and you added one saw of Tita Noduk, which is mashlim the mikveh, and the din is the mikveh is kosher. But still, in the teat itself, you cannot be toivel. You only can be toivel in the water, but in the mud itself, you can't be toivel. And this is a very good example. That even though it helped the other water to become a kosher mikveh, it itself remains possible. This is a good example of the schach. That even though the avir in itself is possible, it could help the other to be kosher. And therefore, when you have the avir, the other part of the sukkah is kosher at the same time because of the avir. And under the avir itself, you can't sit because that is possible. So we see here a machloikus between Rashi and Tosfos. And according to Rashi, when you have the tita noduk mashling the mikveh to the shear, then you could be toivel in the whole mikveh, even in the tita noduk. And according to Tosfos, when you are mashling the mikveh with the titanoduk, it only helps that the water of the mikveh is kosher. But the titanoduk itself remains possible, that you cannot be toiled yourself in the titanoduk. Further on in the Gemara, when the Gemara said that it couldn't be titanoduk, because the monoshech, is it titanoduk, that the cow could drink from it, and it's kosher even for the revis of Netzivon Sidayim? Is it titanoduk, that the cow would not drink from it, then it is even possible for the mikveh? So if it couldn't be titanoduk that should be kosher to be mashed in the mikveh and potzel to be mashed in the revis from Netzivon Sidayim. And therefore the Gemara came with a different teret, that it means yachushim adumim. So concerning this, that the Gemara said that if a cow could drink from it, then it's even kosher for the revis and the tilos yadayim, the Rashi says, because it says in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuvav, that water that is possible from a behemah to drink, bein bekelim, bein bekarka, makes no difference whether the water is in the kele or the water is in the karka and the ground. It is possible to be used for a revis and the tilos yadayim. But if the water is not possible from a cow to drink, in other words, a cow would be able to drink it, it is kosher. And that is what the Gemara means here too. Rashi says that if a cow would drink from it, it should be kosher even for the revis and the tilos yadayim. But Tosfos says it is not so, because it says the Feirish there in the Braise that if it's bekarka, it's kosher. That even if a cow would not drink from it, but it's not in the kele, it's in the ground, it's kosher. And it's even kosher for a mikveh. If so, what does the Gemara mean here? That if the cow wouldn't drink from it, even for the mikveh, it's possible. So Tosfos says here we're talking about water with sand in it, which means mud, which is not the case that the Gemara is talking about in Chulin. In Chulin, we're talking about clear water. But the water that the cow wouldn't drink because it became smelly, it became spoiled, but not that it's mixed with teeth. So there, Taki, we say that since it's clear water and it's bikarka, it's on the ground, so even if a cow wouldn't drink from it, nevertheless it's kosher for the mikveh. But here, when we're talking about water with mud, so here there is a difference. If a cow will drink from it, then it's kosher. If a cow won't drink from it, it's possible. But then Tosfos asks the kasha, at Bechlal, where do we have this year that water that a cow will not drink from it is possible, and if a cow will drink from it, it's kosher? Because in Masechta Mikvaos, we don't find ever that the shear of the kashrus of the water should be whether a cow will drink from it or not. Concerning what the Gemara said later on, that from the word mayim, we learn now that it has to be water without a shem levai, without any extra name to it. So this comes to exclude the water of the kiyoy because it has a shem levai. But Tosfos asks the kasha, the Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph and in Chulin Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, that what is considered a Shem Levai, anything that the name was changed before Matan Torah, and the Torah came and was makpid on that name, that is called a Shem Levai. So what is it concerning the Kiyar? How is the Kiyar a Shem Levai? And Tosfos answers that the name May Kiyar was there b'shas Matan Torah, and the word Kiyar Torah was makpid on it, and therefore it is considered a Shem Levai. Concerning what the Gemara said later, that an Odol is possible to do the Avodah, the Tosfos says that Rashi keeps on saying that what does Odol mean? Meis Echov Machmas Mila, that he is a tzaddik and he didn't do anything wrong, but his brothers died because of Mila, and therefore he wasn't mal himself apidin. And this fits to what the Gemara here also says, that he is Liboy Lashamayim, that an Odol, his heart will be Lashamayim because he didn't do it because of an Aveda. But Tosfos says that Rabbi Natan learns that it could be Taka an Odol who Beferesh did against the Torah. He is a mumer le'areilus. He didn't want to do the mitzvah of Odol. So how could the Gemara say here that an Odol Basar is still libo l'shamayim? So he says because the reason he wasn't mal himself was not because he wanted to go against the mitzvah of Mila, because he was afraid of the Mila. So still, everything else he could do l'shamayim. Just the mitzvah of Mila he didn't do because he's afraid. So therefore, the Gemara here could be referring to such a person also. And then also when the Gemara says that we would think that the reason why an Odol Leiv is not allowed to do the Avodah, because ain libo l'shamayim, the Tosfos says that even if Bishas he would be doing the Avodah, libo would be l'shamayim. He would be doing tshuva then. Nevertheless, it says in the end of Menachas, Daf Kuf Tes, that the korban of such a person is not a reyach nechoyach Hashem. Hashem doesn't have pleasure from it. Because even though now libo l'shamayim, but in the beginning, libo was not l'shamayim. And therefore here too, this Odol Leiv, even if now he does tshuva and libo l'shamayim, it doesn't help, and his korban still would not be accepted, and his avodah is possible. Also, when the Gemara brought the pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, "Kol ben nechar Odol Leiv Odol Basar loyave el mikdashi." So the Braise said that when it says ben nechar, yochel ben nechar mamish, I would think the pasuk means a real ben nechar a goy. Talmud loymer Odol Leiv, but he's not talking about a goy, but he's talking about the Odol Leiv. But it comes out that there was a haramina that the pasuk is talking about a goy. So the Shita Mikabet asked the kasha, how could there be a haramina? That the pasuk is talking about a goy would be possible to the avodah for a different reason, because he is a zor. since he is not a Kohen, so just like a Yid who is not a Kohen is possible to do the Avodah and he's Mechalel the Avodah, so too, if a Goy does, because he's also not a Kohen. So why would we think that this Pasuk comes to tell us this deen? And the Shita Mekabetz answers that we would think that only a Yid is Shayach to the Psul of Zorus. That this deen, that if you're a Zor, you're possible to do the Avodah, is only a Yid. But a Goy, by him there is no Psul of Zorus. And the Pshat is that the whole concept of being a Zor or a Kohen is only Shayach in the category. And if you are in the same category, then we could say you are a Kohen or you are not a Kohen. But a Goy who is not in the category L'chatchila, so concerning a Goy we could say there is no such thing as a Psul of Zoros because he's not considered a Zor. And I could add the Pshat because by Matan Torah, the Eibishter said to the Eden that you will be to me a Mamleches Koyanim the Goy Kodesh, a kingdom of Koyanim and a holy nation. Which means that the Yidden were at that time mamish like Koyanim. And the Baal HaTurim even says more on Chumash that it means that the Yidden at that time were in the level of a Koyan Gadol. So it comes out that Be'etzim, all the Yidden are in the level of Koyanim. So therefore we could say that they are in the category of Koyanim. Elamai, later on Hashem said that they cannot do the Avodah and the Koyanim will do the Avodah in their Shliches. So we could consider them a Zor. They are a Zor to the Inyan of Kohanim, because Be'etzim they're in the category of being Koyanim, because originally they were Koyanim. Hashem said they will be Mamleches Koyanim, so therefore they are considered Zorin. But a Goy who was not included in this Mamleches Koyanim that Hashem said, so we can say that he is a Zor to Kohanim, he's a stranger to Kohanim. He's Bechlal not in that Gedef, so B'meili is not even a stranger. So therefore we would think that the Psul of Zor does not apply to a Goy. And we can bring examples to such a concept that if something is not in the category at all, so then it is not a chesodin if it is missing something it is supposed to have. And one of the rayas is, it says in the Gemara in Tzachim, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, that if you found a knife in the month of Nisan, sometimes it needs tefillah, sometimes it doesn't need tefillah. It depends when you found it, and depending on the time, that's what the din would be, whether before you use it for a korban, you have to tevil it, or you don't have to tevil it. Now, Tosef in Chagigah, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph asks, isn't the din that clay shorter, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, if you are Masiach Das from them, they have to have tefillah. So even if you found it at a time that we don't suspect it got tamei, but since the sakan was lost, so therefore it definitely had hashadas, definitely people had their mind taken away from it, so it should need tefillah anyway. So how could the Gemara say in Tzachim that sometimes it doesn't need tefillah? And Rabbeinu Elchanan over there answers in Tosfos that since it was lost, it is not considered hashadas. And the pshat is because only if it is in your possession and you are able to have das concerning it. So if you don't have das, we consider it hashadas. But if it's lost, so then it's not in the category of das to begin with. So if it's not in the category of das, it's not in the category of hashadas either. Because only if it's in the category of das, then there is a chesed in hashadas. Well, this is similar to what we're saying here too, that only a Yisrael who's in the category of a Kohen, he could have the chesaron of not being a Kohen. But a Goy is not in the category at all, doesn't have the chesaron that he's not a Kohen. Another ayah is, in Tosfos Yishonim, in Yumet Avches Amud Aleph, he asked the Kasha there, that we say the reason why you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin is because we're afraid Shema Yafiyah Behen. You might let out air while you're sleeping, and therefore you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin. So Tosfos Yishonim asked the Kasha, that Lachori should give a better reason. Since there's an Isser of Hesachadaz by Tfilin, that when you wear the Tfilin, you're not allowed to be Masiyah Das, so why doesn't the Gemara give that reason, that you can't sleep in it, because while you're asleep, you definitely have Hesachadaz. So why do we have to come on to the reason that we're afraid Shema Yafiyah Behen? And Rabbi Nochanan there also answers that if you're asleep, it is not considered Hesachadaz. What does that mean? Why, if you're asleep, isn't Hesachadaz Lachori the greatest Hesachadaz if you're asleep? Because then you're completely not in the das, and therefore it's the greatest hasachadas. But the pshat is, as we said before, when you are awake and you are begetter das, so we say, since you are in the category of das, and your mind is taken away, so that is considered hasachadas. But if you are asleep, so then you're not in the getter of das at all, so then there is no chason of hasachadas either. Which is exactly as we're saying here, that a goy, since he's not in the getter of kahuna, we do not say that there is a chason by the fact that he is not a kohen. Also, we know that concerning a cotton, that he is possible to do the avodah by kochim, we learn it out from a special pasuk. As it is understood in Yerushalmi, Trumas, Perik, Aleph, Halacha, Aleph. Halacha, the question is, why do we need a special pasuk? That a cotton is possible by kochim, since the cotton doesn't have das, so his avodah is in the gedder of hesach das. And we know that hesach das passes by kochim, so why do we have to have a special pasuk for a cotton? And the answer is, as we said before, because since the cotton doesn't have das, which means he's not in the gedder of das at all at that time, so therefore there is no chasod in the fact that he has hesach das. But only if you are in the category of das, then we say there is a chasod of hesach das. The same like we say here, a goy, since he's not in the gedder of kehuna b'chlal, so therefore there is no chasod that he is a zot. And therefore we would think that a goy would not be possible for davayde mitzad the iser of zot. And b'chlal, this is a svara that could be used in many other places in Shas. Just to give one example, is concerning the din of chotzer. We know that a chotzer of a person, the yard of a person, could be koine for the person under certain circumstances. And if something comes into his yard, into an area which belongs to him, his rishus, so then it is koine for him as if it came into his hand. And the Gemara says that chotzer, according to one opinion, is mitam shlichus. That it is similar to being a shliach. That just like a person is able to appoint a shliach, and when the shliach does certain things for him, it's as if he did it. And it is also concerning kinyan that you could appoint a shliach. You could appoint an agent that he should be koine something for you. And when he makes the kinyan, you are koine at that time. So chotzer is mitam shlichus. Chotzer is like a shliach of the person. And even according to the Man D'Omar, that chotzer is not mitam shlichus, but it's legorem shlichus, as the Gemara says. But whatever it is, we connect the kinyan of a chotzer to the inner shlichus. Now the question that is asked, we know the din by shlichus is that even when you appoint a person a shliach, there are certain conditions when the person could be a shliach. First of all, the person has to be a gadol, an adult, and also it has to be a yid. We learn out in the pasuk where we know shlichus from, and that is the pasuk by Truma, where it says, "Atem gam atem," that we darshan ma atem bnei bris af shluchachem bnei bris. That just like you, the yidin who the din was set to, are yidin a bnei bris, so too the shliach must be a yid. But you cannot appoint a shliach a goy. And also we have a klal that ma atem ledaitechem af shluchachem ledaitechem. That just like you are with das, the shliach also has to be with das. Now lechoda, if we have all these conditions concerning a human being who becomes a shliach, now how can we say that chotzer could have a din of shlichus? Since a yard doesn't have all these conditions, since a yard is not a yid, a yard doesn't have das, a yard is missing all the conditions that a shliach must have. So how is there a svara to say that chotzer is mitam shlichus? But the pshati that we said before, that when do we need these conditions? Only when the person who is going to become the shliach is a human being, so he is in the category of the mishaleich, of the one that's making him into a shliach. And therefore, there are certain things that if he doesn't have these conditions, then he cannot be a shliach. There are certain chasreinus in the human being, and then he cannot be a shliach. Only if he doesn't have these chasreinus, none of these things are missing, which means he is a yid and he is a badas, all the other things, so then he could be a shliach. But that is only if the shliach is a human being, so he is in the category of the one that's sending him. So therefore, there are certain chasreinus that if they're there, he can't be a shliach. But if the shliach is a chotzer, it's lechatchila, is a yard, is a piece of property, which is not at all in the category of the person who's sending him. In a case like that, there is no chesed in the fact that he's not a beis. There is no chesed in the fact that he is not a bardas, because he is not in the gedder b'chlal. Simply, he's not in the gedder of being a bembris or not being a bembris. He's not in the gedder of whether he is a bardas or not a bardas. And therefore, these chesreinus are not chesreinus. So when are these chesreinus? Only by a person who is in the category. But when the shliach is something that is not in the category at all, then there is no chasodin if it's missing these things. And this is the same as we're saying here, that the goy, since he's not in the category of kahuna at all, therefore he would not be considered a zor.